Chapter 24, The Radical Alum. Hugh Blackwell seemed to sense my discomfort about stating my future plans and backed off onto safer subjects. We discussed the football game some more. Then I listened while he reminisced about his college days and talked about how the school had changed. With rancor, he disapproved of the college having gone co-ed. I reflected that if my name were Laurie instead of Parker, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. Blackwell said,
"I spoke with Dean Simmons. He was of the opinion that you're being marched up the police house steps and paraded before the masses on national television was somehow an embarrassment to the school. Whereas the facts are, you went immediately to that poor girl's aid. You put yourself at risk doing it. You were then knocked senseless for no good reason and waived an excellent opportunity to sue the university for damages. I would call those actions praiseworthy, not embarrassments. And I told the dean as much."
"Thanks for sticking up for me. What did you think about the campus murder?"
"I thought that was an absolute disgrace."
Blackwell snatched his popover off his plate the same way a cat snatches up a mouse. He tore its metaphoric head off, jammed a pat of butter into the cavity, and took a savage bite, chewing and swallowing completely before answering.
"It has placed an undeserved blemish upon the school's reputation, no doubt about it. As an alumnus, it sickens me. Frankly, I see no reason at all why it has to be connected to the university at all. From what I understand, the police have determined the girl was murdered elsewhere and then dumped on campus. Investigators have traced her movements that night. She was seen at parties off campus in the company of several young men, none of whom looked like they were Columbia men. They looked more like locals."
Not asking what locals meant, but having a pretty good idea, I inquired instead, "What else have the police found out?"
"Oh, not much, as far as I know. But until the police find out who did do it, I'm afraid it's going to remain a blot on our reputation."
I said, "What if it doesn't exonerate the school?"
"If it doesn't, then I'm going to place most of the blame on the blunderheads of the executive committee, the ones who made the decision to turn the college co-ed. Create co-ed dormitories, too. The idea that you can mix virile young men with nubile young women and put them in the same dormitories, on the same floors, in the same rooms virtually, practically guarantees that this sort of thing is going to flare up. I miss the old days when women were on their side of Broadway and men on the other. Now, when I receive my copy of Columbia College Today, it is practically packed full with nothing but photos of brides and wedding parties. We never had that back in my day."
Our waiter came for our orders. Blackwell gave his quickly.
The veal, Bobby. And another one of these."
He rattled the ice in his glass. "Very good, sir." I ordered a scallop plate. Blackwell ordered me a house wine to go with it. Then he went back to whatever point he was making. I was struggling to give him my full attention.
These scandals. I will say this. It says something about the quality and kind of student the admissions committee is accepting these days. Too much emphasis on grades and academics and SATs, rather than on basic soundness of character. So it comes as no surprise when we learn that one Columbia student is caught counterfeiting, though that was many years back. And now another student from across the street, another Barnard student, is potentially murdered because of her involvement in the porno trade. Yes, Parker, confidentially, that is what I'm hearing the police are looking into now.
I said, "You're talking about Beverly Martindale." He nodded almost imperceptibly.
To top that off, we've also got this rumor of a campus killer on the loose. There is no campus killer.
Blackwell ripped off another third of his popover. He chewed it thoughtfully, and this time washed it down with a big slug of gin and tonic.
Well, if there is a campus killer, I told Dean Simmons to inform the admissions committee to worry about mistakes they've made with other admissions before they worry that any mistake was made when they accepted you.
I said, "Thank you again."
I've seen deans come and go, my boy. Between you and me, this one's a ninny. Don't tell him I said so.